Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Fuel excise cuts announced last weekend by the government came into effect there at midnight. So have you noticed a drop in fuel prices at the pumps today? Or is it still too early to say? Let me know how much you've paid for petrol and diesel since early this morning. Get your voice notes into us, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Jackie is with me on the line today in Galway. Have the prices come down, Jackie?
No, not around me. And just a point that I wanted to say to you, Andrea, I was watching the Oireachtas the Dáil yesterday, and it was constant from the government side that it was a blockade. Everyone that stood up, it was nearly like the whole thing, a far right thing being used. It was a protest, and it was a protest. And you know, from all the emails that you're getting in there, all the stories, and even one of your own, Charles Ward, standing up and talking about the Mica and Crease Law and all that, and the government aren't listening. You know, to push everything down the line.
Yeah, well, it was the government ministers and the guards, you know, talking about when critical infrastructure was being prevented from being accessed like that, and that's why it has been described as a blockade. But
no, but what about the people who are affected majorly here? They're going to lose their business. They're going to lose their machinery. I was in that loan with the guys there. They even had mass on the back of a trailer on Sunday. Incredible people. These are normal people, you know, from young to old, for the first time. And there's people there that never protested in their lives, except maybe for the water charges going way back. But these are people that don't do this. They're not far right.
No,
they're
and that's fair. That's ordinary. A fair point. And there, I mean, there's no doubt about it, Jackie. You're right. We can tell from the texts and the emails we get on a daily basis. People feel they're not squeezed. I mean, a lot of people feel that they're absolutely, at the end of their tether in terms of the amount that they're paying out every single month. But when you're in Galway today, so petrol and diesel, you're telling me that you haven't passed any forecourts that have dropped prices today
so
far.
I haven't seen anything yet. What I was waiting for, Andrew, was for them to put the price up, be a 10 cent, so that they could bring it down and we'd be back to normal. That's what happened the last time. You know, that's what happened. You know, I saw that going on, where they shoot up the price, and then when the government, had put on the reduction,
the excise,
it came back to where it was originally.
I chat to forecourt owners here on the show, Jackie, day in, day out. I'm sure some of them will get in touch again today, and they will tell us, like they have to pay the price that's there on the day at the point of ordering.
Yeah, but maybe now we need to look at what is actually happening with the way it's priced. We look at Whitegate Refinery. That's not ours. That's a Canadian company. That could have been ours.
Okay.
You know, it was
so
given
the
away.
It's the other fuel options energy options you think we need to be looking at this stage. Like, we've had a 32 cent a litre tax reduction on diesel since March, and about a 27 cent a litre tax drop on the taxes on petrol since March as well. 1800 453 106, the number. Jackie, stay with me for a moment. Brian is on the line. Brian, you're a taxi driver, is that right?
Yeah.
What changes have you noticed today, Brian, if any?
Well, I've seen two garages that have passed. One has come down by 10 cent and the other has come down by 16 cent. But there was one question I'd love to ask the government and the people who are running the garages. How come before this war, diesel was 20 cent cheaper than petrol and now is 20 cent dearer than petrol?
So you want an explanation about that?
Yeah. Like, it can't just, they're ripping us off again.
What kind of car have you? Have you diesel or petrol or what?
Diesel,
yeah. So you should be seeing a 32 cent a litre, roughly around that then, in the total tax reduction.
Yeah.
Since the start of last month.
One is 114. So it's down to 204 now. And the other is 199.
Yeah. Well, just from some of the texts I'm looking at here today, right, as a result of the drop, people are telling us diesel roughly around €2.08 per litre and petrol about €1.82.
Yeah, but it was the other way around before this war.
Yeah.
with
What's
petrol
happened?
And diesel. You know, like, how come it was cheaper in March, the beginning of March, for diesel than petrol? And now it's dearer than petrol. Nothing's changed. It's still the same commodity.
Well, Conor Faulkner, you know, who's the independent motoring expert for CarZone.ie, Conor might be able to answer that question, Brian. Conor, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon. And hi, Brian.
So, can you answer Brian's question? Why is there a switch?
Yeah, well, diesel and petrol prices do sometimes move in different directions, and that's a bit counterintuitive because they both derive from crude oil. But they are different products. The essential difference is that diesel isn't just a road fuel. Diesel's the more important fuel for everybody. Essentially, our economy runs on diesel. For road fuel, used in agriculture, things like air conditioning for data centers, all that sort of stuff, an awful lot of the economy, much more than people would realize, actually runs on diesel, whereas petrol is simply a road fuel, or primarily a road fuel. Now, we see, even in normal times, I remember back in my AA days over the years, watching the price of petrol and diesel, and it tends to move in different directions. As a rule, diesel tended to be more expensive in the wintertime and petrol tended to be more expensive in the summertime, but they do move at different rates. And they're also taxed differently here in Ireland as well. There's less tax on diesel than there is on petrol. And even net of these reductions, Andrea, I mean, 32 cents per litre on diesel in the saying, but you know, even net of those, we're still paying, in the case of petrol, over half of the retail price is tax, goes to the government in tax, over half of the retail price. And even net of these reductions, it's still about 45% of the retail price of diesel goes directly to government in tax. So two reasons to answer this question. One is that the two fuels do actually move in different directions price-wise as commodities on the global market. They just do. And the other thing is that Irish government choices establish the price of the two fuels.
Does that explain it for you, Brian?
No.
You're none the wiser.
I know.
No.
And look, I spent years, genuinely,
all last year, Conor, it was 20 cent cheaper for petrol than diesel, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Sorry, diesel was cheaper than petrol. And now, because of this war, suddenly diesel, because there's more diesel cars, trucks, etc. on the road, that they put up the price of diesel and drop the price of petrol. Like, it's sticking out a mile.
Yeah, no, listen, I spent 30 years watching this with my AA hat on previously and all of that. And you do hear a lot of those things. A couple of things. Firstly, I don't think rip-off is happening at the level of fuel retailer in Ireland. I just don't think it is. I think we've got good there. I think if sinister stuff is happening, the food chain. But these occurred as commodities on world markets. I mean, they're literally, I mean, we did a calculation once that a barrel of oil is bought and sold 30 times while it's in transit, with these kind of futures deals and laptops flickering on desks around the world, punting essentially on the stuff. And that does happen. So there's nothing unique to Ireland about diesel being more expensive than petrol. It's not something that's happening on our island. It's further up the food chain.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, people used to always say, you know, you more driving and diesel, and it was better value, even though the cost
cleaner,
of the purchase of the
yeah.
car, yeah, would be that little bit more expensive. I wonder, are people now, will this impact car purchases going forward, Conor, do you think?
It could well boost electric, Andrea. I mean, if you're holding an electric car at the moment and charging it overnight at the night rate, you're probably feeling somewhat, insulated against these shocks. So it might give a boost to electric. We just have to return to normal times. The biggest thing with this problem at the moment, Andrea, is not so much that oil is $100 per barrel now, and that diesel and the derivatives and natural gas and all those sort of things, all energy prices are going up. The problem is we don't know what's going to happen from tomorrow on. I think it's that uncertainty, which confusion and speculation in the market. You know, we are at the bottom of the food chain here on the island of Ireland. We don't have any of our own oil. We have to buy it from some of the nastiest people in the world. And if there's a global shortage and the price goes up, we're stuck with that. So, you know, every electric car, every wind turbine, washing machine run on a night rate, They're all sort of little incremental wins for Ireland. But even if we do the best we can, we're still at the mercy of international factors.
Yeah,
and even after what government has done, we could be having the same conversation in a couple of months' time, Andrea, if the war doesn't stop.
It's about as predictable as Irish weather nearly at the minute. Slavik is with us on the line. Slavik, what have you noticed at the four courts today?
Hi, how are you doing, Andrea? Good. Thanks for having me. 207, 209 for diesel and 180-something for petrol.
Okay. So that sounds about right then, doesn't it, when you take into account the excise cuts that have come in, the two joined together?
Yes, but my question is the same. The diesel is now more expensive than petrol, and it was opposite way around. And the Strait of Hormuz is only supposedly, 20% of the global supplies, and then we are getting our fuel from the North Sea. So something is not right here for me. You know, it feels like it's a global push for to get rid of the diesel cars, you know, and promote the fuel cars. And that's, you know, nothing to do with the government. They are just, I believe, executing literally the orders coming from above. You know what I mean?
Are you in diesel or petrol or electric, or what kind of car do you...
I am a diesel, and I am doing a fair bit of driving. I'm doing 100 kilometers every day, so I feel it's very good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard to beat a diesel. It will be a long time before they have a technology to beat it. It is literally for an electric car, it is impossible to beat it. You know what I mean? Like you're getting 50, 60, 70 miles per gallon, you know, on a normal driving.
Yeah, the listener says diesel has been more expensive than petrol for years, in my opinion. Another texter tells us that diesel is Euro 88, petrol about a Euro 78 in Killarney in County Kerry at the moment. Diesel is more expensive than petrol since the war, as there's a shortage of diesel refining capacity in the EU, which I think is pushing up margins for refineries. The diesel exports from the Gulf are blocked at present, which I think is pushing up the prices, says this listener. Our reporter has been out and about chatting to motorists this lunch time to get their view as to how much they've paid so far today.
I've an electric car, so it doesn't bother me. I have a fuel card I don't pay for my petrol or diesel for the company, so it really doesn't affect me.
And you think electric is the way to go?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
You're saving a lot of money since you switched?
Definitely. Yeah, I got a new car in January, and I think that it's cost me about 110 to 120 extra on my ESB bill, and I've done over 5,000 kilometres in the car. So I have solar panels, so I think that's the way to go.
Should there?
What can they do? They can bring it down so much, but like, they're buying it at a cost. So they can't drop it below what they buy it at. Like, we have to pay tax, they have to pay the dole. So why don't we drop the dole if we want to save money in it?
Oh, so just some motorists chatting to our reporter a little earlier this lunchtime. So the fresh fuel excise cuts announced last weekend, now in effect since midnight last night. This follows that first round of excise cuts that, we probably didn't have too much talk about because things obviously changed in the interim. A listener tells me 10 cent reduction starts from Whitegate and Foynes from today. It's as deliveries come out of the refinery over the coming days that the forecourts will be able to change their prices. And another listener says there's two filling stations. They're just about 500 metres apart in County Louth. One is selling diesel at €2.15 per litre. The other at €1.97. Make some sense, asks this texter today. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We're going to come back to this. Keep your voice notes coming into us. How much have you paid for petrol and diesel in forecourts across the country?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.